Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking and praying about educating our children and God's perspective on the value that children have to Him, therefore ought to have to us. And so each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect of children and the education that they receive, the education that they need, and not just a education in the things of this world, but a godly education. And whatever setting that parents and families choose, that would be the right setting for their child and that it would be a godly setting. Whether it's a homeschool co-op group, a private school, private Christian school, a public school, all of them can be, and many are, filled with godly people. And so we pray for a godly example in education. And today we're going to focus in on the elementary age, students and families. And so as we talk and pray, actually we focused in on the students and families yesterday, the elementary age teachers and staff today. Sorry, I got missed a line there. But we're going to focus in praying for the teachers and staff and those that work specifically with elementary age students. And sometimes, as I said, that's an overlap as parents that we prayed for yesterday may be homeschooling, and they're both the parent and the teacher. And so we pray for them as well as those that work in private schools, Christian schools, public schools, specifically focused on that elementary age. The text we want to look at today is 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 7 through 8. I thought this was a good example of how we ought to interact. It says, "We were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us." As we think about elementary age students, we find children in this transition of learning. They're beyond those preschool years and are beginning to expand their knowledge, their understanding, even their desire to learn. As we talked about, the preschool age kind of builds the foundation of education. The elementary age tends to begin putting up the walls and laying out the floor plan and getting an idea of what the finished house might look like. And those teachers and staff that work specifically with elementary age students have this incredible, not only responsibility, but privilege of helping to design the floor plan, helping to design the walls. And I believe that the walls of an education, the walls that a child ought to be forming through education, ought to coincide with the walls, the guardrails that God provides through His Word. Begins to understand those instructions and may not follow them as well as we would like, but at least understands that there is right and wrong, and that the wrong deeds, the wrong actions tend to have consequences. It's often in these elementary age educational settings that students begin to experience differences, rejection, bullying, acceptance. cliques begin to form at some stage within this of people that all of a sudden realize that that person isn't like us. And we don't know what to do about that, and so we'll exclude them. And the teachers and staff have to deal with all of this in the midst of teaching. The drama that comes with the uncertainty of childhood. And so we spend time praying that the teachers and staff of elementary students would have wisdom. They would have compassion. They would have understanding. They would have patience. Privileged here at the Deer Run Church of Christ that we have Michiana Christian Academy, K through 8th grade school here in the building, and have the opportunity to interact with students, with teachers, with staff that are good at what they do, that experience those struggles of knowing and seeing the capacity of a child that they might not even see themselves. And to understand the things that a child brings to school with them are generally more than a backpack and a lunch. They carry with them the things that went on at home this morning. They went on at home last night. The things that were good and positive and uplifting. The things that were not so good, that were negative and discouraging. And so we pray for teachers and staff that can see beyond the things that the grades might show. My school years, I was a good student, grade-wise. I think a good student otherwise as well, but I didn't have to work real hard to get straight A's in almost everything. And so it shocked my teachers in fourth grade when, well, I got D's in almost everything. I aced all the tests, but rarely did any homework. And I don't know that any of them ever realized what was going on. They might have. I'm not sure I even realized for sure. But as I look back and realize it was a year that my sister was born and my mom had incredible health problems. We had help in the house to take care of us kids and my sister. It was a confusing time for a fourth grader. And all of a sudden, school wasn't all that important. And when I can understand a little piece of my educational history, it helps me to pray for students. It helps me to pray for teachers and staff who have to interpret what's going on in a student's life, even without a lot of information. And so I pray for godly teachers, for teachers who have wisdom beyond the visible, who have insight, who have great communication with students and families. I pray for teachers that can help, teachers that want to help, teachers that have the support of the staff which surrounds them. And I pray that together, all of us can encourage those who are helping our children, the children in our homes, the children in our churches, the children in our communities, the children in our state and nation and world, those that help them lay out the floor plan of their life, those that help them guide them into faith. oftentimes it's in these elementary years that children begin to learn and understand a faith that's their own. And those that teach within junior church programs and Sunday school programs often get some of that privilege of watching these children grow in faith, of helping them make that decision for themselves. And so today we consider, in the midst of all of the stuff that goes on in elementary school, today, how will you, how will I pray for teachers and staff? Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know you, in order to help others, in order to be equipped. Because you've given us your Spirit. And so God, today we pray for those who teach elementary age students. Whether it's the mom or dad teaching at home. Whether it's the school teacher in a private Christian school such as MCA here at where I work in the building. Whether it's a public school. Whether it's a private school that may not have a faith-based element to it. Whether it's some circumstance that is unique. May we not only value those who teach, but may we value the staff around them that help the teaching to be accomplished. And God, those that teach outside of what we traditionally think of as an educational setting, those who teach in junior church and Sunday school programs, in elementary age youth groups. God, I pray for the patience and the endurance, the wisdom and the insight, the ability to build that floor plan and to help the students to see what their life can be. And may they understand the foundational elements planted within the preschool years, foundations of faith, but also foundations of learning. And God, sometimes students arrive in elementary school and those foundations haven't really set yet. They may not have even been completed. And God, sometimes these elementary schools teachers and staff are having to do foundational work. And may they see that need before they start building something that's going to collapse. And God, for all of us, may we be the encouragers of those who teach. May we be the encouragers of those who support. And God, today, may we lift up our elementary school-age children. Today, specifically, may we lift up those who teach and those who are staff in our elementary schools. And as we lift them up, may they, in their life, lift up Jesus to these students. And as Jesus is lifted up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.